Hello, dear friends. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, if you want to leave a review or to share it with other people, that would help to spread mindfulness. If this is the first time that you're listening to the podcast, then it's great to meet you. So if you want to say hello on social media, the links are in the description. Give me a shout. It'd be great to hear from you. Today we're going to talk about conflict, and it's a subject that Thich Nhat Hanh addresses in his book Peace is Every Step, which I would absolutely recommend. It's a very easy read. He says that where we've been wronged by other people, it's important for us to acknowledge our desire to be defensive around it. It's important to practice deep listening, being present with that person, being patient, paying attention to what they're saying about their feelings, rather than waiting for a chance to be able to defend yourself or to push back. And what you can say is that I can see that you're feeling hurt. I'm sorry that I hurt you, and I'm going to try my best to change in the future. But where it's more difficult is where we feel wronged and we feel upset. And you might say to yourself, how can I say something? What words can I use? And what if they get really angry if I say something? And it's okay to feel nervous about it. Before you have that conversation with someone, it's important to take time just to sit and be present with what you're feeling. And that feeling might be anxiety. You might be feeling angry. You might be feeling disappointed. And what you can say to that person is, my friend, I care about you, but I feel hurt by what you said. And the chances are that person is only going to be happy to apologize to you. But if they do get angry, if they say maybe that you're making a big deal out of nothing, if they get very defensive, then the best practice is to listen deeply to what they're saying, rather than trying to explain or justify what you're feeling. Just taking a moment to really hear what they're saying, and also using that as an opportunity to see past their defensiveness, to look at the suffering that drives that defensiveness. And if that's as far as you get, that's fine. You can say to that person, you're my friend, and I wanted to share with you how I feel. Because you, the person that's listening to this, your feelings are important. It's okay for you to share those feelings with other people. So we're going to do a 20-minute guided meditation with a little bit of an introduction, thinking about conflict. So firstly, focusing on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And bring your attention to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes on your skin. Your legs on the seat. Becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings. Noticing each thought as it enters your awareness. identifying what feelings you have attached to that thought. So it could be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be an angry thought about yesterday. Or it could be a thought that you don't have any particular feelings attached to, a neutral thought. And then allowing each thought to leave your awareness and gently and without judgment bring your attention back to your breath. And finally, bring your attention to your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Contemplating a person in anger, I breathe in. Seeing the suffering of that person, I breathe out. Angry person, suffering. Seeing the roots of anger in pride and ignorance, I breathe in. Smiling to my pride and ignorance, I breathe out. Anger's roots in pride and ignorance, smiling. Seeing the angry person suffer, I breathe in. Feeling compassion for the angry person who suffers, I breathe out. Angry person suffers, feeling compassion. Seeing myself burned by the fire of anger, I breathe in. Feeling compassion for myself burning with anger, I breathe out. Burned by anger, compassion for myself. Contemplating helping the angry person, I breathe in. Seeing myself able to help the angry person, I breathe out. Helping angry person, capable of helping. Opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back and your legs if you need to, noticing any changes in your mind or in your body, and feeling some gratitude towards yourself for taking a few moments to focus on your well-being. Thank you.